live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center. It's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a mayoral place to be. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who just gets junk mail and Snowden asylum requests, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay, I'm coming. I'll be right there.
Doing my taxes. I got an extension. I was trying to get this finished, but I do a slide. You know, each week at this time, I read actual memos sent to my actual listeners. Yes, that's right. Okay. And let's see here. This one, I guess, this time has come, I guess. Okay. Let's do this one. Reads as follows. It is about the Slowness outage. And it reads as follows. As most know, today we experience a period of slowness and sporadic outage with various system resources. At approximately 11:10, a command was issued inadvertently to all PCs for them to reboot. A technician was attempting to reboot a single computer but accidentally sent the command to all computers, the capability to do this being changed so a selection of this size will no longer be available except under a higher authority. Once the PCs began rebooting, since they were all trying to authenticate and log in at the same time, it created what we call a boot storm. A flood of network traffic with a tremendous amount of PCs, around 3,600 today, tried to log in at the same time. This overwhelmed the authentication servers. You know what that's like once you do that. Where everyone's login credentials are checked, as well as flooded our storage environment with trying to access the shared drives. So we had a twofold impact on services across the network. The first alleviated itself with people eventually logging in after about an hour, but because of the requests on the storage systems and the way it also authenticates, the slowness was extended. When a PC tries to map a drive to our storage system, those storage systems also authenticate the request from our users. This is how we maintain the permissions on files that we keep, so the proper security in all our files, as well as other contents such as packs, images. Naturally. As we were having issues with everyone logging in, the authentication requests from the storage system were also adding to this. However, the storage system, stay with me here, the storage system wasn't getting the response it expected, and many of those requests became clogged in the system. These clogged requests caused the storage system to stop responding, so we rebooted to clear the hung processes, and we came back up. The time it took to get authentication working and clear these processes was an additional 2 hours. We are working with our storage vendor, even as we speak, to investigate an option to preempt this type of hanging of the processes to possibly proactively shut down this authentication process when we have issues that cause a boot storm, then bring it back up when we are past the majority of network traffic. We will continue to hone our processes and look for better ways to do things so we eliminate the chances of these types of inadvertent issues happening. If you have any questions, please email me. Thanks. Yours truly. Thank you very much for that memo on the much-dreaded boot storm. Whoa. Anyone ever have a boot storm? Be in a boot storm?
Perfect. They need a
perfect boot storm?
Digital catheter.
Well, you had to be here to really appreciate that remark. And even then, I guess most people didn't. I appreciate that. Where might one send these memos?
People who have such scintillating memos can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Did you say scintillating?
Scintillating.
Oh, okay. And then, okay, they can send it to there, or mm-hmm. they can mail them in. A lot of people actually mail, use mm-hmm. the mail yet. Mm-hmm. I know you don't, but.
No, I do. I do.
You do?
Yep.
The occasional mail?
Yep.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Snail mail, even though?
Yep. With stamps and everything.
Oh. Yep. Well, where would they mail it then to?
821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Okay. Very good. And don't forget our website. You know, you can find all the stuff you need to know at our website.
That's right.
Where is that again?
That is notmuch.com.
Notmuch.com?
Notmuch.com.
You end up being Canadian at the strangest time.
I know. It breaks through.
It breaks through.